When Hollywood studios film outside of California, sometimes they come here to Washington State. More often they go to Canada. One reason is the tax breaks they get there. That is changing now. British Columbia is cutting its film and TV tax breaks. Let's welcome Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. First of all, Vaughn, why does Hollywood love Canada and British Columbia besides the tax breaks?
Well, you know, we're such wonderful, friendly, happy people.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we've been at it a long time, and we've done pretty much everything we can to attract the industry. So there are tax incentives. There's a very cooperative government in terms of making locations available. There are film officers that help them find locations. There is government-funded studios. There's a lot of trained workers here. It's convenient being in the same time zone as Hollywood, so people can fly up here and fly back down. And as I say, Bill, because we've been at it for so long, we've got a very large stock of trained crews and technicians here. And a lot of producers have made movies and TV shows here, and they keep coming back because they know the market, they know the place. Our film unions have been really good, too. They've worked well together to make sure there are no obstacles to the production companies getting their work done on time and on budget.
The producers do keep on coming back. Will you remind us of a few of the recognizable titles?
Well, Deadpool, Deadpool shot on, and it's a good example, too, of how cooperative they are here. So Deadpool, there is a very long stretch of that movie, is shot on the Granville and Georgia viaducts right next to downtown Vancouver. Well, the city of Vancouver just closed those two freeways for the duration for the producers. Of course, that one, we really liked the boost that we got from a British Columbia boy, a Vancouver guy, Ryan Reynolds being the star. And I believe it is now one of the top grossing R-rated films of all time and one of the big Marvel comic adaptations, too. So that one has been a real ad, but, you know, we've got the X-Men here. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention David Duchovny and the X-Files, which really put us on the map. But
yep.
So much stuff goes on here. I'll be seeing a movie all the time, Bill, and I'll go, you know, that looks suspiciously to me like downtown Vancouver. When you get to the credits at the end, sure enough, it was.
So that's all pretty cool. Why then would British Columbia want to take back tax credits?
It's amazing. I think it would be hard, as an example of how well the industry's doing here, $2 billion worth of business year before last, is the fact that the government announced this year that the tax credits were getting to be so onerous that the government wasn't sure it could afford them anymore and wasn't sure that they were needed anymore. The Canadian dollar is down. It provides a fairly large incentive for the industry anyway. And the tax credits, which were running at about $300 million just two or three years ago, were hitting $500 million Canadian this year. So the government said it was going to claw back some of that relief. The industry met with the government and went, you could do some of that. So the government is sort of taking back $100 million worth of credits. And the amazing thing about that is the industry leaders all came out and said, yeah, we can live with that, no big deal. In the past, you know, they threatened to take their productions elsewhere and go to, you know, North Carolina or Quebec or who knows, North Pole. This time they all said business as usual. I think they're all kind of locked in here. So the government says it'll be careful, Bill. They say if there's any sign that the industry is moving somewhere else or that productions are being taken elsewhere, it will act quickly to protect the industry. But this change, I think, has been accepted by the industry, and we go forward from here.
Okay, and not to the North Pole. Staying in Canada. Finally, Vaughn, we just have a minute.
So there, Bill, and so are the tax breaks, is what we say here.
In the minute we have left, would you tell us what some B.C. lawmakers did here in Washington State?
We had two opposition members of the British Columbia legislature go down to Washington and Oregon to study your experiment with legalization in marijuana to get some ideas of what we can expect here in British Columbia. In Canada, our national government is going to be bringing in legislation. I guess the thing that really caught their attention was how much money the government is making off of it in Washington and Oregon. I think the British Columbia government will be urged to get a piece of the action, whatever happens. There are a lot of issues, though, as you know, with policing, impaired driving, and we'll be hearing more from our opposition party, too.
Thank you, Vaughn. That's Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer here on KUOW's The Record.